share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. It's right out of Romans. And now, I want to say that one of the things I hate about my job, how's that? Is you come to a text and you have to live with it all week. And I want you to know I hate this sermon because it is right at my own heart, because I want you to know all week long I have battled hating someone specifically. I have cursed them. I have prayed against them. I have been so ungodly in my thoughts, and I thought I was over it. And this morning I'm walking and praying, and all of a sudden my head goes to those arguments. But it's because I'm going to wrestle with this. And I hope you do too. Last night, I want you to know, was an expression of that verse. Share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality here at the church. The New Living Translation says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Paul says in Galatians 6, it's reflected elsewhere what he's saying, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, because especially to those who belong to the family of faith. Our community is to be conscious of the needs within our fellowship before moving outside our doors. Share with God's people. When God's people are in need, be ready to help. And this is not a cold-heartedness of placing family first. So imagine it this way. Being strapped for pennies, where you are robbing Peter to pay Paul. We've had many times in our lives where this is our case, Carrie and I. You're floating funds. You're wondering if there'll be enough money for groceries. And on top of that, your two growing children need new shoes that don't blister their feet and don't have holes in them. Because winter's here and there's slush and snow. Do you look to buy new shoes for your kids when extra cash is earned, or do you toss the money toward the homeless shelter? We know the answer to that. Every one of us would buy shoes for our children. And we should. We start with our family and then we work out from there. Paul starts with family, share with God's people, and then he says, practice hospitality. And that's where it gets really messy. The heart of God is the center of all hospitality, whether a person confesses Christ or rejects him. The painter God, think of God as a painter. And he paints, I want you to know, with a hospitality brush. He's this welcoming God. His artwork reflects his nature. Our God is the center of and reason for everything's existence. And we are encouraged through hospitality to participate in God's grace and very nature. The person of God is the clearest expression as seen at the cross. I mean, you have the violence of the cross. It's violent, but it reveals the hospitality of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He stretches out his hands on the cross that he might embrace the ends of the world. At the cross, God opens his home to us in pure grace, and he sets the banquet table. He pulls out the finest china. He gives us restored relationship. He does what Psalm 23 says. He prepares a table for us, a banquet. That's hospitality. We don't purchase a ticket for the party. The greatest part of last evening's gathering for me is when folks say things like, how much is the event? I love that. What do we need to bring? The question I love the most is, because we're a church, what's the catch? And I love saying it's free for the taking. It's like grace. It's like God's grace. It's on the house. And last night, as I had so many conversations with people, you see, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live in that relationship eternally of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the cross is about the world being adopted into that relationship of hospitality. And so everything that happened last night, without God's name even being mentioned from the platform, was so filled with the Christian gospel. It was the gospel. It was lived gospel. There's a new book, it's called The New Copernicans. And it's fascinating because it's talking about how to deal within this culture. And it's people are approaching things the opposite the way the church has for the past couple hundred years. And it's calling us to go back to Celtic spirituality with St. Patrick. And here's the difference. Last night, we have hands, and we did all of this together, and we invited people in, and they experience all of that. And what happens is hearts get a new vision. They get a taste of something more. And so people are moving from their hands to their hearts, where their loves are being questioned, and it moves to their analytic, their mind, and it goes opposite. We've been too much mind to heart to hands. Patrick was, come, let's do this together. And in the midst of that, they're doing it together, and the heart starts to get transformed. And then the heart gets transformed, and then the mind starts thinking, what's this all about? And we start putting pieces together. The Trinity. Because it's always good to just stop and reflect on what's been passed down to us, because hospitality is the deepest lived experience of what it means to say, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's eternal, no beginning and no end. He's never existed alone within himself. It's a mystery, but it helps us make sense of everything. God has always lived love in the hospitable relationship that he has within himself, his Father, Son, and Spirit. And he didn't need to create us to love. So at the violence of the cross, in God's vulnerable and welcoming invitation of love, he opens the front door into the relationship that he is from eternity. One scholar wrote it just this way in a beautiful little sentence. Hospitality is a virtue that has divine origin. Hospitality gives expression to the very character of God. Hospitality, God, his character. What happened last night at the gathering bears witness to the very character of God, but we must go even deeper, because God's hospitality is about the enemy. Hear that. The enemy. This is what I hate. The hospitable heart of God is imaged in how welcoming the Israelites are to foreigners. In just a few moments, we're going to read about this from the Old Testament. We would do well to understand hospitality through meditating on Paul's words in Romans 5. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Hospitality is at the center of God's life within himself, and it is his self that he shares with us. He draws us near in such a way as to draw us near to himself within the circle of himself. That needs to shape our imaginations. He wants and desires, he seeks us out, he wants to be with us, and he does this when we are and were his enemies. That's the heart of hospitality, and that's because it's the heart of God. Let's worship.